Manuscript Releases, Volume 14, Numbers 1081 to 1135. M.R. Number 1132. Impart Knowledge of Healthful Cookery. Speak Words of Courage and Hope. Written December 15, 1908, from Sanitarium, California, to Dear Brother and Sister Metcalf Hare. I received your letter today, for which I thank you. I am very sorry to learn that Sister Hare is not well. I cannot advise any remedy for her cough better than eucalyptus and honey. Into a tumbler of honey, put a few drops of the eucalyptus, stir up well, and take whenever the cough comes on. I have had considerable trouble with my throat, but whenever I use this, I overcome the difficulty very quickly. I have to use it only a few times, and the cough is removed. If you will use this prescription, you may be your own physician. If the first trial does not effect a cure, try it again. The best time to take it is before retiring. Again, there is great virtue in well-cooked onions. Ask Edson White. He can tell you of the good that onions will do. I am looking forward to seeing you at the conference at Washington. Of course you will be there, as we will, if the Lord permits. It is possible that we will visit Nashville on the way. We want to see how you are succeeding in your work. If you can set in operation the work of producing sensible health foods and give instruction in healthful cooking, your work will prove a great blessing to the Southern field. I hope you will encourage cheerfulness, thus showing that you have confidence in God. I want you to let your light shine in clear, distinct rays. There are many in our churches who have precious light that the people need. There are some who, if there is discouragement in any line, are sure to express this. This is not the right way to do. Those who do not work in hopefulness keep themselves under a cloud of doubt. The enemy is not dead yet, and the nearer we come to the close of this earth's history, the more vigilant will be the efforts of satanic agencies to keep souls under a cloud of doubt, so that the light of heaven shall not be expressed in words and acts to bring hope and cheer and courage to others. You are not to wait for perfect assurance before you become the Lord's light-bearer to the world. You have naturally a despondent temperament to deal with, and the Lord calls upon you to take your light from under the bushel and let it give light to all that are in the house. You have precious victories to gain. Do not spoil your religious experience by dwelling upon the dark side and talking impossibility. Light is to shine in precious, encouraging words to all that are in the house. Take heed, my brother, to the words of the one who is the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The world is full of hurry and disappointment. The words are addressed to you. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The words in favor of truth, spoken with the assurance that comes from the possession of a right purpose, and in cheerful hope from a pure heart, will make the angels rejoice. When in the day of final awards, the reward is given to each as his works have been, it is your privilege to have redeemed souls whom you have been the means of helping, come to you and say, "You lifted me out of discouragement." And the Master will say to you, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Not one quarter of the work has been done in our sanitariums that would have been done if ministers and physicians had been receiving in its fullness the instruction from the Author of all truth that it is their privilege to receive and impart. We are to watch for souls as they that must give an account. We are now having opportunities to improve in spiritual discernment and in the knowledge of the will of God concerning our individual selves. A higher spiritual tone is required of us. The Lord would have us spiritually minded, that we may be able to see the working out of His plans in our lives. We are to be laborers together with God in accomplishing the work that He would have done. Wherever we are to reflect light. It is your privilege to obtain most precious victories. Will you go forward in faith and hope and courage? You are privileged with the gift of the Word. It is full of instruction and able to make you heirs of salvation. It is your duty to give the knowledge you have to others. You could not have a better opportunity than in perfecting a food business that will give the knowledge of health reform to others. To every man is given his work. You may be tested and tried in this way to see if you will let your light shine. Regard patience and kindness as sacred things which you must bring into every line of your work. You need to vindicate the greatness of the work by building up amiable characters. This you can do through the grace of Christ. Be assured that if good food is made, influential men and women of the South will appreciate it, and the results will be excellent. Where you are is just the place for you to represent the truth, for there an attempt has been made, and failure has brought health reform into disrepute. You are in an excellent situation to become acquainted with businessmen, and the work you may do for them may be a savor of life to the soul as well as to the body. You can, if you choose, be the right man in the right place, and your work be regarded as a great and perfect work. The instruction you can give will be a blessing to many lives, and your work counterwork the influence that has hurt the cause of health reform and made us all ashamed. It is your privilege to cure this evil. You can become acquainted with the unbelieving people in the South and be the means of removing a great amount of prejudice. You can reflect light. A word dropped in season, combined with the perfect carrying forward of your work, will accomplish grand results. Deranged stomachs have made infidels. You can be a preacher of righteousness in this respect. The greatness of the work that may be accomplished in the lines of health reform has not been comprehended or appreciated. There is religion in the making of good bread. I hope you will consider these things and realize that your work is of consequence. I shall hope to see you when we visit Washington, if God will that we go there. We do not know what the future will bring forth or determine anything certainly. May the Lord bless you and guard you and teach you is my prayer. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., April 11th, 1985. Entire letter.